Don't legalize marijuana in Ohio for recreational use or even just for medical use. That was the message from two anti-drug coalitions that staged events in the Capitol building. Activist Marcy Seidel said, only the Federal Food and Drug Administration should decide what's legal as medicine.
Legalizing marijuana for medical use should not be a legislative or a voter initiative. We have never voted for antibiotics, cold medications, antihistamines, pain relievers, vaccinations. We've never done that. We have a safe and reliable system in the United States that is the benchmark for the entire world.
The two groups also brought in a veteran presidential drug advisor that Rolling Stone magazine has dubbed the number one enemy of marijuana legalization. Kevin Sabet said, yes, cancer patients and others need compassion and pain-easing medicine, but legalizing marijuana itself as medicine isn't the right way.
We do not ask people to inject heroin or smoke opium in order to get the effects of morphine. Why would we ask them to smoke marijuana rather than take it in perhaps a pill form, rather than take one of its isolated components in an oral mouth spray? By the way, that is going through the FDA right now.
There's also the legal prescription drug Marinol, Sabet noted, with pain-killing ingredients found in pot. True, responded an activist on the other side, but Mary Jane Borden quickly added in an interview, Marinol is not a panacea.
It's too concentrated and ignores completely the other good parts that could be isolated of their own right.
Another veteran campaigner for medical marijuana in Ohio agreed. In an interview, former legislator, now lobbyist Ed Orlett, said if Marinol pills were the answer as a painkiller, patients would be satisfied with them, and they haven't been. Orlett contended the FDA isn't the answer because, he said, it's biased against anything linked with pot.
They have been so totally opposed to this, they won't even permit research on the drug in marijuana, which is tetrahydrocannabinol. The FDA won't even approve research. I think that some of the applications for doing that have been pending for 30 years.
While Orlett has unsuccessfully pushed Ohio legislators for years to authorize medical marijuana here, he's not consulting with either group that's launched a petition drive for a ballot issue on medical pot. While he's sympathetic with both, he agrees they're not organized well enough yet to qualify either medical marijuana issue for the ballot anytime soon.
Hope springs eternal, and I would like to see them at least get a chance to do that. But I'm not going to sit back and look for that on my ballot this year or next year.
Which leads to a question. If pro-medical marijuana activists are so far away from collecting the 385,000 petition signatures they need to put their proposals onto the Ohio ballot, why are advocates on the other side so worried and speaking out? Well, says Marcy Seidel, if pro-pot millionaires like Peter Lewis or George Soros ever decide to pour big money into an Ohio ballot campaign, a drive could indeed get quickly organized.
We work with other states, and we know that in Massachusetts and Arizona being two of them, where they kind of came in quietly in the stealth of night, and the same sort of feeling that we have here now, that it's not going to happen, they don't have their act together, and wow, it's there, it's real, and it's law.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.